Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings and glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My God, we are here today praising God and giving him all the glory, giving him all the honor for the many blessings that he's given unto us. We praise God for this being our one-year anniversary. Babe, can you believe it's been 1 year that we've been doing this service?
Wow, time has really flown. It's been just awesome. Just thank God for keeping us and just what he's done on the broadcast, for so many of the awesome testimonies that we've heard, just testifying of the goodness of God, of his power, of his faithfulness. And it's just been great, and just looking more and more forward to what God has in store for us.
Yes, and listening to the testimonies that we've had, it's been such a blessing. And also listening to the different ministries that people are in, missions ministries, ministries to hurting people, ministries to people that are on drugs. I mean, we've had some awesome testimonies, and I just praise God for every last one of them. Well, today is our anniversary program, and actually tomorrow would be the anniversary, but we're celebrating it today, and we just want to praise God. Honey, you want to open us up with prayer?
Amen. Father, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, we just come to you right now, and we say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your power and your might. We thank you, Lord God, for just what you're doing in our lives. We thank you for hope. We thank you for peace. We thank you for joy. You are the joy of our salvation. You are the center of our joy. And, Father, we just worship you right now, and we praise you, for you are good. Hallelujah. There's none like you. And we just give you the glory. We give you the praise. We just can't help but just lift up your name, for your name is mighty. Your name is great. Your name is faithful. Everything that we have, everything that we need, we know that in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, every good and perfect gift has come to us, and we just thank you. We worship you. We honor you. We lift up your name. Father, right now, we pray for this broadcast today. We pray for every listener of this broadcast. We pray that you will, through the words and everything that transpires on this broadcast, that it will be ministry to your people, that souls will repent and turn to you, that broken hearts will be healed and mended, that people will realize that they have hope in you, for you are hope. Hallelujah. You are the perfect hope. You are the one, Lord God, that can deliver. You are the one that brings us out. Lord God, lift up our down hands. Encourage, Lord God, to discourage through this test, through this broadcast today. Lord God, let those that need healing understand that they can reach out and touch you. Hallelujah. Just as the woman touched the hem of the garment of Jesus, that we can reach out and touch you and be instantly healed. Lord God, every need, let it be met. Father, right now, just let their ministry go forth in the name of Jesus, helping those, Lord God, that are struggling, whether it be through addiction, whether it be through bad relationships, in the name of Jesus, abuse, Lord God, deliver, heal right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we just want your word to go forth. We want your power to be made manifest in the lives of those who did not know you, but will come to know you through the words of these testimonies, through this broadcast, whether they're listening live or whether they go into the archives later, Lord God, we pray your anointing. Let it just be upon everything that goes forth today, and let it just linger, Lord God, to always be there to help those that just tap in and feel your power, feel your presence. In the name of Jesus, let salvation be wrought. Let deliverance and healing be wrought. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Bless the host today. Bless our overall host, Lord God, Evangelist Bernard. Lord God, every need in her life, we pray that you will just, in an overwhelming way, meet it, Lord God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for her ministry, her dedication, her faithfulness. Hallelujah. And we pray for just every listener, Lord God, let the anointing just be felt throughout this day. In the name of Jesus, bless our guests, Lord God. Let them be encouraged, anointed, empowered, Lord God, and just blessed of you for their participation in what you are doing. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we thank you. We ask every blessing, counting it as done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, we are having a special broadcast today. You can call in with your testimonies, but we're just going to have those former guests to just give a word and let us know that they are still here. God is still blessing them. God is still on the throne of their lives, and we're going to give God the glory. We're going to bring on our evangelist, Adria Bernard, to celebration. Enjoy the celebration with us. Are you there, Sister Adria?
Yes, I am, Minister Burns. I'm here.
Amen, amen, amen. I didn't see Pastor Hamilton on the line, Sister Adria.
Okay, well, I sent out a text this morning, but anyway, we just give God glory. We give him praise. I don't know about you all, but I'm excited about this celebration today, 1 year anniversary on Blog Talk Radio with They Overcame. I tell you, I'm excited. I don't know about you, but I'm excited because anytime God gives you an assignment and you can remain faithful to it, It's a wonderful blessing, and I'm looking at Proverbs 28 and 20, and I'd like to just dedicate this particular scripture to you and your husband for such a phenomenal job that you have done for a whole year. That means 52 weeks, 52 Saturdays in the year, and you all have not missed unless there have been an emergency or what have you. And that takes commitment. Amen. That takes sacrifices. And many times we don't realize the sacrifices that's involved when you're doing ministry. Amen. But for every sacrifice you make, God always has a record and he has a reward waiting for you and your husband. So I salute you all today on that milestone, 1 year. My God, my God, you know, you can get a few extra Z's on Saturdays and the weekends. Most people have that weekend off, and that's a time when they spend with their family and do their little chores and what have you. But you all make a sacrifice each and every Saturday morning at 8 a.m., that's Eastern time. You know, it's a greater sacrifice on my end because I'm in the West Coast. So that's 5 o'clock a.m. But Proverbs 28 and 20 says, and this is just to encourage you, Minister Burns, and also your lovely husband. I tell you, he's just I call him the gentle giant, and I tell you, he has been a blessing in my life and also with this ministry. I just doing a little reflection this morning, well, even on yesterday as I just kind of got a little flyer together for you all. I was thinking about Elder Burns, how he would make a sacrifice some Saturdays, come on a time of reflection when I first started out, amen, that first year. So he would make sacrifices and come on and minister and teach us on Saturdays. And my callers and listeners truly enjoyed him because he's such a wonderful teacher and preacher. Amen.
Yes.
So after that, Minister Burns, Billy called me and said, well, you know, the Lord had been dealing with her about doing something, and she missed the mark the previous year, but I won't miss it this year. So she took on the responsibility of hosting this segment and titled it They Overcame. And it's a time to share your testimonies. You know, we know God is able to do anything. And, you know, most times we stand up and give testimonies. Oh, he put food on my table. Well, that's good. That's wonderful. But we're talking about the miraculous working of Jesus and his promises that he's made in his word. When he is able to heal your body, when he is able to deliver you from some of the atrocities that we face each and every day, those are the testimonies we want to hear. Amen. And they have had some wonderful guests to come on and share with their many testimonies of what God has done, not what your neighbor has done, but what God has done. We could talk about our neighbors every day. Amen. So I really commend you all, and just being under our umbrella is just a great, great blessing. Amen. So I'm looking for God to do some wonderful things, even closing out this year and coming on in to a new year. Amen. Maybe God will broaden our horizon. Not maybe. He will broaden our horizons. Amen. Where we'll be able to impact more lives, and we'll be able to hear more testimonies of what God is able to do. So I want to read this particular scripture, and this is to encourage you and your husband to know that God is not through with you yet, and truly he is a rewarder to those that diligently seek him. And it says, Proverbs 28 and 20, it says, a faithful man, and I'm going to add to that woman, a faithful man and woman shall abound with blessings. When you abound, that's mean you going forth. Amen. There's no stopping you. Amen. When God is able to put you in a position where you're able to abound, that means when trouble comes, that means when adversity comes, that means when you're not feeling good, that mean when children, grandchildren, sometimes one another, our spouses, get on our nerves, you shall abound with blessings. So we salute you all today for this wonderful work that you're doing. And I know sometimes it's a little discouraging when you don't see but one or two guests, but Minister Billy is able to go into the stats, and she's able to go into our account and look at the many listeners that may not come on live. But guess what? We have more listeners that tune into the archives. That means after the show is over, there are hundreds of people that go back into the archives and listen to these messages, listen to these testimony. So I tell you, I just want to encourage you all today. Even this week, I was astounded to see 95 and 65 people listening live on the internet. And I want you to know, Elder Burns and Minister Burns, that we were featured on Blog Talk Radio. And it should be, when you pull up blogtalkradio.com, they have featured shows. And our show was selected to be featured. Amen. And that's an accomplishment, because when Blog Talk Radio acknowledges you and feature you, that means more listeners and everybody that's on that network, they are aware of you being on that network. So that's a great honor. I received that text in my email, and I say, wow. And that is why I was able to see the live listeners, 65, 90-some-odd people listening live on the Internet. So we are impacting lives. We are impacting lives. We had one of our, and I'm going to turn it back over to you. We had one of our callers, one of our supporters that spoke this week, and he goes under the moniker as a liberal Democrat. And he began to talk about walking in your season. And he said this season, he said, make friends with change. Amen. So I just want to encourage you all to let you know that change is going to be our friend this year. And whatever God has for us and whatever he assigned us to do, please be diligent about it, because if you're faithful to God, I'm telling you, he'll be faithful to you. So God bless you all. We love you on New Destiny Ministries, a time of reflection. You all have been our friends for over 13, 14 years now. So we just bless the Lord for you all and continue to do the work. Don't come now. Don't be discouraged. Just keep on looking to the hills from whence cometh your help. God bless you. We love you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Adrienne. And Sister Adrienne has been a friend. We got close in Georgia when we both lived in Georgia, and it's been such a blessing being friends with her. Just an anointed woman, and you can tune in every day talking about diligence. Every day, Sister Adrienne is on the line, and very few times does she have someone sitting in for her. So she's there every day serving the people of God. She's on from 1 o'clock Pacific time, 3 o'clock Central time, and 4 o'clock Eastern time at this same number every day. Tune in and listen to. She has some mighty, mighty men and women of God that coming on and expounding the word of God. And we just thank God for her allowing us to have this time to be able to do our ministry. And we appreciate, you know, the sacrifice that she made, because someone else could have taken this spot, but she graciously allowed us to have this time, and we just thank God for her. We have, I'm so happy we have so many callers on today, and I'm going to bring in our good friend, C.C. Richards. I know that he has an awesome ministry and a service that he does every Saturday, so I'm going to pull him up. Let me see, CC, I got to get your number. But we just praise God. We have 14 callers on, and we asked some of our former guests to come on and just give us some words, let us know, you know, that they are still in the land of living. They're still doing miraculous things. God is still using them to do the things of the Lord. And are you there, Brother CC?
Absolutely. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I tell you what, I'm absolutely jacked out of my mind, super excited, thankful to God for this brand new day that he has made. And I'm just excited to celebrate with you all for your endurance and your commitment. See, one thing I know is that you're no stranger to challenges, and to overcome and to stay committed and to endure, you know, through all that you've been through. But you know what? Your love for God and your love for people will never, ever fail. And so I'm excited today. I'm excited to celebrate this with you, a whole year of your unwavering commitment to bless people's lives. Because at the end of the day, that's what it's all about, to bring glory to God, lift up the name of Jesus, and to just change and impact lives for the kingdom of God. And I'm excited this morning, and I'm thankful for the honor and the privilege that you will allow me to share these few moments with you and my awesome brother, Brother Al. I tell you, just love him to pieces, and y'all are just so incredible, and I thank God for you and all the things you've done doing. And here's the thing, what you're about to do coming into 2014 will be so powerful. I already know it. I already see it.
Thank you, Jesus. We receive that. Are you there, honey?
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Brother CC. It's so good to hear from you and those words of encouragement. And we declare to walk in those words. And God bless you. And thank you.
Amen, amen. And I'm telling you something, and we're excited. We're going to be leading the team out this morning, in fact. Man, we're going to hit the streets and share the love of Jesus, the good news of the kingdom of God. We're going this morning, and we know we're going in faith, and we know the miracles, some powerful things are going to happen today. I will definitely keep you all informed. You know, when the Lord raised me from the dead 102 months ago, May 7, 05, when I flatlined, and the doctors basically told my wife there was no hope, there was nothing else they can do. Everything in my body has shut down, was nothing working. It looked absolutely hopeless. But guess what? They prayed, they got together, Sister Bill, and called on the name of Jesus. And let me tell you something, I'm alive today and excited today. And guess what? We're going to go out because God raised me from the dead for this reason, to bring him glory. So we're going to go out today and believe God for souls. You know, Proverbs 11:30 say, he who wins souls are wise. So we're going out and increase the kingdom of God today. And we're going to believe God for miracles today, that lives will be changed, yokes destroyed, burdens lifted. I mean, powerful miracles, blind eyes going to see today. I mean, people going to be healed today, just like he raised me from the dead. People are going to be healed today. You know, God has blessed me in business, and we are changing lives. You know, what we do is evangelism with a compensation plan. And I'm telling you, I'm excited today because I know there's going to be a powerful move of God today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And Brother CC, of course, was one of our former guests and gave that powerful testimony and is a successful businessman. God raised him not only spiritually, I mean, naturally dead, but financially he was dead. And God has raised him up to be successful, very successful businessman. And CC, just give us a little what you do.
Awesome. Basically, what I do, and it's, you know, I'm a senior vice president in a telecom Inc. 500 company that's all in the U.S. and in Canada, and we're getting ready to expand into other countries as well. But we're able to show people who are struggling, who are hurting, who needs opportunity, to show them how to get out of that bondage, how to get out of lack, how to get out of struggle, how to put their families in a better situation and create generational wealth. Because, you know, one of the things that, you know, in the body of Christ, somehow, some way, people equate holiness to poverty and struggling, and it's just not true. Just want to share this real briefly. You know, and in Matthew 27:57, there's a man named Joseph in the Bible, and the Bible says that he was a rich man. He was a very prominent man, right? And he requested the body of Jesus, and he owned the property where Jesus was laid, you know. And all this in the Bible, and for some reason, says Billy, people equate holiness, poverty, struggling, and being a believer all in the same, and it's just not true. So what we do is show people how to be successful in the kingdom of God, have a relationship with Christ, and get money as an issue out of the way to get your life back and create generational wealth for your children's children. And I'm excited about that.
Amen. And you're doing an awesome job in your business, and we just thank God for you taking the time to come on and give us some words of inspiration and to let us know, let us feel the love that you have. And we love you and Selena so much, and just appreciate that you're in our lives. We don't take that for granted. And we don't see each other a lot, but we do love you, and we appreciate you being in our lives.
Awesome, awesome. And thank you so much for this opportunity. And whatever you do, just keep doing what you're doing. Stay that committed. Stay the course no matter what. And remember, one of the things that the greatest thing that ever happened to us is the fact that God loves us and he allowed Jesus went to that cross that we may have life, according to John 10:10, and that we may have it more abundantly. Now, here's what I want you to say. He didn't say sufficiently or adequately. He said what? Abundantly in every area of our lives. So I thank God for you, and whatever you do, stay committed. God give you all a vision, and whatever that vision, it shall. And I'm speaking right now prophetically right into your situation and say in the name of Jesus, according to Mark 11:24, it shall come to pass. What God has shown you shall come to pass in Jesus Christ's name.
Thank you, Cece, and God bless you. Thank you for coming on. We appreciate that. We're going to go to the next caller, and the area code is 559 and the last four, 8461. Are you there, caller?
Yes, I am.
Amen.
Hi, my name is, I praise God for this day. It's amazing how God speaks to your heart to tell you to get on. You don't know me, Sister Burns, but you do know me by the Spirit of God, because we are connected, because he had me to get on this broadcast. My name is Prophetess Barbara Teal. I'm out of Fresno, California, but I've been doing a lot of traveling, so I'm in Jacksonville right now. And I just want to say unto you and your husband, continue to do what you're doing, saith the Lord, for he is well pleased. He is well pleased. He said, I will open up a window of heaven because you have sought me in righteousness. Your heart is sincere. You want to do the right thing in Jesus' name. But he wants you to continue to rely on him on every little critical thing, whether it be small, he says, or whether it be big or in between or critical. Stand and trust me, because I'm guiding this ministry. I gave it to you, and I'm going to guide you. He's teaching you to get self out of the way more and more each day, because he's got a great blessing. You have a heart for God's people. And when you have a heart for God's people, God say, I will open up the windows of heaven and bless you with blessings you cannot contain. I will give you whatever you need in that ministry to continue on. But I want you to trust me. Walk by faith and not by sight. We're in critical times, and it's all about Jesus. It's all about him and his raising us up to be what he wants us to be. We have to get it together, sisters and brothers, as I stated the other day. Because God wants to use you, my sister, you and your husband.
Yes, Lord.
But there's a battle that is not yours. The battle is God. I don't care what you're going through, what it looks like, what's surrounding you, what is said, what is not said. God said, I'm the door opener and the way maker for you and your husband. I will give you favor in the outside of man. I'm moving you fast.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm moving you fast, but I want you to concentrate on me. Even in the storm, I want you to be still if you can't go no further. If you can't go to the right and to the left and you can't go forward, stand still, because he's getting ready to open up a door, another door, and another door. But you got to stand still when you can't see no way out, because he's the way maker. He will bring you out, and he will set you and guide your steps to where he wants you to go.
Thank you, Lord.
Let me tell you something. I happened to pick up my phone this morning, and I looked to see if I had any kind of messages. And all of a sudden, there was Sister Adrian, Pastor Adrian, I call her. She was like, okay. So anyway, I looked, and it was a text from her. And I said, Lord. And I didn't have to say nothing else. He said, call that line. Call it. And I sat here and I said, Lord, what must I do? What do you want me to do? What do you want me to say? I don't want to say anything without you telling me what to say to this couple. And all he wants to let you know is that he's well-pleased and he wants to stay well-pleased. See, let me tell you something. We need to, when we go to the cross and we ask God for something, we got to leave it at the cross. When you're going through something around you, issues, situations, circumstances, people, you have to stand on the word of God, which the word of God is your strength, which you well know. It is your strength. It gives you peace in the midst of the storm, and 23 tells it all. Psalm 23 tells it all. And now, and Psalms 91 tells it too, because he's going to hide you.
Yes, Lord.
When it gets rough, when people coming at you, he's going to cover you and stand before you and be your lawyer.
Thank you, Lord.
Because the battle is already won, my sister. The battle is already won. You just got to walk into what God already destined for you and your husband in this ministry before the foundation of the world. It is already set. And all we got to do, and all you have to do, is walk into what God called you to do and not proceed on your own mind what you should do. When you're not sure, you talk to God. And don't tell man nothing until you talk to God.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Okay? Amen. That's between you and your husband. This is crucial. Because his hands is on the ministry. His hands is on you and your husband and your family. The Lord said, I'll take care of your family. You just do what I tell you to do.
Thank you, Lord.
Because he loves you so much. It breaks my heart. I don't know whether to say it breaks my heart, but when I tell people that how much God loves them, it just does something to my heart.
Yeah,
sometimes
yeah,
I can't even contain it. God is real. He is so real. And one day I'm going to give my testimony. And there's a young man that said that they're going out this morning and they're going to minister to the lost soul. God's going to bless you. God's going to bless you. That's what he wants us to do. Go outside of the four walls of our comfort zone and minister to the lost, to the hurt. Those that don't know which way to go. But God be in you will put in you how to minister to them, to tell them how to go. And to tell them the first thing is that God loves them and God will take care of them. You done tried the world, now try God. Let him show himself to you. See, that's when he's going to show up. When you minister to the hurting, the pain, the people that are lost, he said, and minister to them with love, I will show myself unto them. That there is a true Lord thy God, the only God, which is Yahweh.
Yes,
so
Lord,
you just keep doing what you're doing. And God is blessing you this day in the spirit of it all. Be blessed. Continue to obey God because he said obedience will take you to the place that he's taking you. Obedience, a lot of things you're not going to understand. And if you don't understand it, don't move. Talk to God, you and your husband. Because when he gives it to you, he's going to give it to him too. Trust me. In Jesus' name. Because the way we think God works, he don't work the way we always think he works. Because we sometimes in the carnal and not taking it to the spirit of God to get our answers and to trust what we ask him and leave it at the throne of grace and keep on a stepping.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
This is your season. No, next year is your season. And then the next year is your season. Every season is a new beginning.
Yes.
Because God is moving fast in your ministry that he gave unto you. And he wants me to also say when I said that, your ministry, he said, tell them it's my ministry because they can't do nothing without me. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I want to thank you and I thank God for allowing me to have the opportunity to bless me to come here and speak these words of life to you. And these are things that you know yourself, but you got to hear them. You
yes.
sense it in your spirit that all these things is going to take place and who's in control. But sometimes he allows you to hear them until you get to a place where without a shadow of a doubt your discernment will be so strong and the Holy Spirit in you will be so strong that you can't hear nobody's voice but God, because every step you make will be a step of blessing because you have obeyed the word of God that he put in your heart and mind.
Thank you, Lord.
So you continue on. Congratulations. God is with you, and he said, I will never, ever leave you. And another thing he said, because he don't want you to misunderstand, even if you slip a little bit, sometimes it's for growth. But you don't stay down in there and not trust him. You just get up and remember what God said and not what your situation said or your circumstances or any issues. Just because see, the enemy know who you are, my sister and my brother. He know who you are, but see, they don't know you like God does. The enemy and his demons don't know you like God, sweetheart. So you trust God, and whatever he tell you to do, you keep it to yourself for a season that he allow you to share it. Okay.
Amen.
All right.
We receive that. We
God
receive
bless
that.
You.
God bless you, Prophetess, and we just appreciate you coming on and giving us those words of inspiration and words from the Lord. We receive them as words from the Lord, not from you, but words from the Lord.
Thank you,
thank you.
That's see, now that's very important. That's very important that it's from God, because you know what? I'm going to tell you something. There's a lot of prophets out there, and God loves them. And there's a lot of things going on that God is telling them to come back to where they started. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people are getting hurt. A lot of people getting hurt because sometimes we move ahead of God and the anointing is not there because we move ahead of God instead of stand in one spot until he say move and let him raise you up as a prophet, an apostle, a pastor, a teacher, evangelist, whatever your call is. It is not your anointing. It's God in you. So you cannot take it and run ahead of God. Stand still. Let him raise you up. He been raising me for 40-some years, and I'm still being raised up because I still don't know everything. And every year is different. Every time that year come in, I'm going, he got me on another plateau of learning. And sometimes the learning isn't easy. But I know that God is doing something, and I got
to
trust him.
Yes,
you know,
we all
he's not
going to
believe who you are. So that's the battle right there. But it ain't yours.
Amen.
Okay, sweetheart.
Amen.
So
thank you, and I thank
God for all the things that have been spoken from everyone thus far, Father God, and bless each and every one of them for their calling that's on their lives. Bless them, guide them, and teach them that it's all about you and it's not about them, that it was about them when they was in the world, but when they came to you, it was now it's about you and not them. Bless them, Lord, and keep them in safety, and let the hedge of the blood of Jesus continuously surround them and their family. Amen.
Amen, amen.
Okay,
God bless you. God bless you, Prophetess.
God bless you, too. God bless you.
Have a good day. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. We're going to go to our next caller, and this is a caller here in North Carolina, and the last three are 3875. Just so excited, I can't get my numbers right. Are you there, caller?
Good morning, good morning, good morning, my sister. God bless you, God bless you on this great day.
It's my friend and my brother, my spiritual counselor, my health minister. How are you doing today, Brother Thomas?
God bless you, my sister Billy, my brother Al. God bless you on this great day. Oh, my, what a great day, what a great day this is, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and he has included us in this day. Oh, praise your holy name this morning. Hallelujah. It's good to hear your voice this morning, and it's good to come in and celebrate you on this great day, celebrate with you. Hallelujah.
Yes,
for you have stood the test of time for this last year, and even through the years before, you have stood the test of time. And one thing about it now, we got to remember one thing. God is laying a foundation. He has laid the foundation, and Jesus is the foundation, but he's building his kingdom. He's building his kingdom on the rock of Jesus. And you are a stone, a precious stone that has been set in the foundation, hallelujah, as a chief, oh, my goodness, on the chief of chiefs. He is the chief of chiefs. He is the Lord of lords. He is the King of kings. He's all that we have and all that we need, the chief cornerstone. And in so doing, he has laid you as a tested stone, a sure foundation, a foundation that is setting the standards of righteousness, holiness, truth, and obedience. You are setting the standards, calling the church back on the ancient pathway. You're calling people back to God in a way that we have not known before. We're able to use the airways now. We're able to use the technology that God has laid to set his kingdom in order. And so you're continually doing the work that you're doing, sharing the gospel of Christ in a way that people can receive it, not only receive it, but understand it. And not only understand it, but use it. Use it to take away the pain. Use it to break the shackles and the chains. Use it to set them free. Use them to bless them. Use it to heal and deliver them. And the word that you bring is the voice of the Lord speaking through you. The word that you bring is life, everlasting life, that will bless those to awaken to the calling that's within them. And so God is using you greatly. God has blessed you abundantly above all that you ask, hope, or think, and you haven't seen nothing yet. Stay close, stay connected, stay rooted and grounded, stay hungry. Because he's going to feed you in a way that you've never been fed before. He's going to take you to a place you've never been before. He's going to do a thing we haven't seen before. Because he's bringing things that's going to establish his kingdom to be the rule over all the nations. So we just thank God for you. Oh, my sister, God bless you. I love you, Brother Al. I love you. Hallelujah. And we are just continuing to lift you up in prayer, continue to give you all the help that we can give you in the things that God shares with us. But we just are celebrating with you on this great day. Oh, many more. This is just the beginning. You haven't even scratched the surface. And you are a ministry that is worldwide. Talk Block Radio, my goodness. You never know who's listening around the world at a certain time when you speak. That sets them free, that breaks every chain and every yoke and every shackle off their lives and gives them freedom to know the Lord God that we know. Oh, God bless you. Oh, my God. Have a blessing, I'll tell you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for calling in, Brother Thomas. And I was at a women's conference yesterday, and we were talking about, after the service, how God has opened this and for the world, because, you know, he's not coming back until everybody in the world hears about him. And this is just an avenue that God has given us, and we are so grateful that God is using us for this time and for this season to let the world know exactly what he's doing, what he's capable of doing. He hasn't stopped doing, and we just love it. We love it. We love it. We don't count it a sacrifice to get up on Saturday morning. It's a little hard sometimes, you know, but we don't count it a sacrifice. We count it a privilege and a pleasure to get up and hear the testimonies of the things that God is doing. So praise you for, you know, thank God for you for calling in. And we have a lot of callers on, so we're going to move to the next caller. Thank you. We love you, you and Sister Lola, and God bless you today.
God bless you, my sister. And
Amen. We got to go to the next caller. And the area code is 209, and we know that that's a caller from a long way off, and 869-209-8690. Are you there, caller?
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. And who am I speaking with this morning?
This is Prophet Lewis.
Amen. Praise the Lord, Prophet Lewis. How are you today?
I'm blessed. I was blessed to wake up this morning and tune in with you one more early Saturday morning.
We appreciate you coming in.
Amen.
It's so early out there where you are. So early.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for calling in and celebrating this one-year anniversary with us. Of letting the world know that our God is still on the throne. He has not gotten up. He's still seated, and he's still doing
right.
Miraculous things.
Amen, amen. And I would just like to share this morning that I thank and praise God for you and the elder, your husband, because if it had not been for the love of God in both of y'all lives, especially with your husband, if he wasn't the man of God that he is, allowing
yes.
God to use you. And this is how we come to know you, by him leaning, letting God have a piece of you with him. So I thank and praise God for Brother Albert this morning for being that true man of God, working,
yes.
like the kingdom says, side by side, not above, not beneath, not ahead, but has his help meet right on the side of him. And then all the brothers in the world would be just like him, allowing their spouses, their mates, their partners, their friends, their lover, their wives to excel. God has called them. We would be in a better place. America wouldn't be as bad as she is. So I tip my hat to the elder on this morning. Just want to let you know, Brother Albert, I love you. I appreciate you, and you keep on allowing God to use you and the missus, and you keep on allowing him to speak to you and do the things that you do, because a couple of weeks ago, I know you ran the show by yourself, and I thank and praise God that, you know, you was the filler in, because you are the helper still. You know, side by side, the kingdom was built, not by one man, but it was a man and his wife that started this whole thing off, even though they sinned, but yet that was God's plan. A husband and a wife is a team. And he
yes.
said that we ought to treat her as if she were, not that she is, but as if she were a weaker vessel. And I know you treasure your weaker vessel, because with a weaker vessel, you're careful how you handle it. You pick it up, you touch it, because you know it's weak. But God didn't say she was weak. He said to treat her as if she were. So I thank and praise God also for you, Sister Billy, for you going out on faith, opening up this branch of New Destiny, which is They Overcame, and allowing people to share their lives with the rest of the world. So I thank and praise God on this morning that I have been truly blessed, even with Minister Thomas. I wanted to let him know that since coming in, listening on one of his shows while you had him on there, I have changed the way in which I eat. I look
amen.
At food. Yes, amen. I look at food totally different now. I don't do a whole lot of fatty foods no more. I don't have a lot of sugar. I don't even know the last time I had a soda. I have almost completely taken my diet. But now one thing I do need to pick back up is drinking a whole lot of water. I drink a whole lot of milk, and I now have changed that to soy. So
okay.
I do soy milk. And that was because I woke up early one morning and tuned in to They Overcame and heard this brother talking about the diet plan of God, and I'm like, wow, this is real deep. So, you know, God has us in his mind when he constructed this body. There were things that were never meant to be put in there. And so I thank him, and I want to leave this one scripture. Romans 8:28 says, for all things work together for the good to them that love the Lord, to them who are the called. Now, that word the, a lot of people that quotes it leave the called out, but you got to put that the in there where it belongs, else God wouldn't have never wrote it the way it was written. The called is he's letting you know, Sister Billy and Elder Albert, that you are the called. You were called outside of those that he actually made the phone call to, and you stepped out of that calling. And this is where he has you right now as one of those that are the called, because he said he went out and he didn't call a whole bunch of folk. This is what Jesus came into the world for, but everybody didn't answer that phone. So I thank and praise God. Y'all answered the phone call, and you came out of those that are called and became the called. So you stay steadfast, unmovable, abounding in the work of the Lord. And he said he will not forget your labor of love. No, and he's not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness. But what he said he will do, he will perform until the day of Jesus. So you be blessed.
Amen. Thank you, my brother. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you,
sir. And thank you for that testimony. like I said, Brother Thomas is our health minister. When my husband was diagnosed with colon cancer about 7 years ago, Brother Thomas came to our aid and, you know, told us the things that we needed to do and the things that we needed to stop doing. And that's such a great testimony. That's what we're here for people to be able to reap what the Lord is doing in other people's lives, take it on to themselves.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So we're going to thank you so much for calling in and giving us those
words
of inspiration. And God bless you today. We're going to go to the next caller, and we're going to go to 708-4623. And this is our brother, our dear brother from home, Elder Eddie Foster, David Foster. Are you there?
I'm here.
Amen, amen, amen. Good morning, David. You know, I know you're not used to me calling you David, but I'm going to call you David today.
It's okay. It's okay. just as long as people call me. Bless the Lord. I thank God for you guys, Al and Billy, for the ministry that you're doing. I heard Evangelist Bernard in the very beginning, and she spoke about the consistency, and there is a blessing in consistency. And whereas some people might not consider this the call, there are so many that are being reached, and you never know. And sometimes we look for the immediate, the society that we live in is in a society of immediate gratification. But in the body of Christ, he said, one plants, one waters, but God gives the increase. And I bless God for you guys. I when I came on, I think back in the spring, the first time that I came on your show, we had just come back from Monrovia, Liberia.
Yeah.
And looking to do some mission work there. And I kind of want to give you guys an update, because I think it's important that when you hear things that you know what God is doing as he goes about bringing the fruition of his word.
Yeah.
In April, we were in Monrovia, and we traveled to an area just east of there called Wela, Liberia, and it's a very destitute area, destitute because of the economy of Liberia and the civil strife that's there. They were just still recovering from a tremendous civil war, where hundreds of thousands of Liberians were killed during that civil war. Our country is trying to rebuild itself now. We have, my sister and I are part of a nonprofit group called Bridge to Life. And Bridge is really an acronym that says building relationships in different geographical environments. And what we have been commissioned to do is go into areas and try and build what is necessary for those communities to be sustained, both educationally, financially, and spiritually. So our project now, and God has blessed us to be put in the company of some people that have understood the vision and seen the vision, and we're going back to Liberia in February, I believe. And we'll be actually breaking ground for the school that we're going to build there in Wela, Liberia, in April.
Amen.
And the Lord has blessed us to get the funding. You know, there's one thing about vision. When God gives you vision, he gives provision.
Yes.
And so he has brought partners on with us to help us in this, and we are going to break ground in April, and we hope to have that school open by the fall 2014. And this school will accommodate up to 600 children in Wela, Liberia, in that area.
Okay.
But it won't be just a school. It will also be an agricultural center where they will learn to grow what they need to eat, and it will actually have a animal husbandry center in there where they will learn how to raise livestock so that they will be a self-sustaining community. The property that the school is going to be built on has a very large lake on it, but the water is not fit for human consumption. But God has even given us a partner here in the United States, a water filtration company that is donating a water filtration plant to filter that water and make it fit not only for their own consumption, but they'll be able to use that as an enterprise and sell water to the neighboring communities.
Mm-hmm.
This school will be solar powered, so the energy will also be able to be used as an enterprise, and it will power not just the school, but it will provide power to a circumference of about 10 miles around the school area. So God is really opening doors there in Liberia. And we ask that you continue to pray for us, pray for Bridge to Life, my sister, co-pastor Denise Millman, as we all partner to do this. Some of our partners are Craftsman Tools has partnered with us, and Harrison Ford Company out of Indianapolis, Turning Point Family Ministries. And what we're really planning next year, early in the year, and I'll make sure that you guys have the information, we're looking to do a huge benefit concert in Chicago to raise monies for Bridge to Life, and particularly our project in Liberia, which is the first one, as we go forward. And we are looking for it to be a tremendous, it's going to be a combination concert and telethon. And it will be held here in Chicago. Location will be determined. We have a couple of locations that we're looking at, but some of the artists that have already agreed to be with us are Dr. Judith Christie McAllister, who is the head of the music department of the Church of God in Christ International. I'm sure some of you have heard her CD. She's a tremendous worship and praise leader. But she's agreed to be a part of this, and we're looking at bringing the Winans brothers on as part of this. So there are tremendous guests that are going to be a part of this telethon. We're going to be partnering, hopefully and prayerfully, with the Word Network, and they're going to bring that as a live broadcast. So God is just opening doors to do tremendous things for this effort, because our effort is for the kingdom. It's not for self-aggrandizement. It's not for self-wealth. It is for the kingdom.
Yeah.
And so we are going to be moving forward. This is our first project, but we've already earmarked some other areas in Africa that we'll be doing other projects, and then also in South America. You know, and some people have really criticized and said, well, there's a lot of work that needs to be done here in the United States. And you know what? That's absolutely true. But this is the vision and the call that he's given us.
Yeah.
So God's never going to be, he's never going to neglect need. So someone else is going to be given that call, but this is the one that we've been commissioned to do. So that's why we're going forward and what God has given us to do. And so we solicit your prayers and appreciate the time to come on. And you guys have been doing this now for a year. And that speaks again to your steadfastness. And we bless God for you and look forward to seeing you again soon. We saw Sister Billy a few weeks ago, and bless you for being there, Brother Al. We're looking for you to come back up to Chicago soon and maybe you guys can even partner with us and have your show. Maybe you guys can be a part of our telethon when we do that in 2014, early in the year, and just be
Amen.
A part of everything
Amen.
That we're trying to do.
Amen. Well, we that's why we're here, Brother Ed, is because we want people to know what God is doing. And I don't know, for some reason, missions, I haven't gone on any, but have always been on my heart to do. Prophet Michael said that we have to walk in our goal, what God has for us. We have to do what God has for us, and shame on those that criticize, you know, if we're not doing. Maybe if it's on your heart, that's what you're supposed to do. Open yourself up so that God can use you the way that he wants you to be, you know, used. You're so selfish, and, you know, we don't always walk in the things that God has for us. And where God does give you a vision, he does make provision. He does make provision.
Well, you know what? I bless God for the critics, because if there were no critics, then we would not be upsetting Satan's kingdom. If there were no critics, then we wouldn't really – we know that we can't do this. There's always going to be a warfare. And
yeah.
if you're doing something under the guise of the body of Christ and you're not undergoing criticism or undergoing any kind of forces against you, then you need to really check out and see if you're really doing something effective, because the devil
okay.
doesn't want us to do anything for the body of Christ. And so I welcome the critics, you know, but I know this. I know this is, you know, when I was much younger, I always had a desire to go to Africa. I didn't really know why. I thought it was
okay.
because of some cultural or ethnic reasons. But last year was my first trip, and when I got there, I realized there is so much that needs to be done for the body of Christ there. There
yeah.
is so much. The word needs to be spread. But you know what? Sometimes before we can preach to people, we've got to reach them where they are. And so when you see children that don't get an opportunity to go to school because the closest school is 20 miles away, and when you see people that are not eating properly and they're getting sick because the water they're drinking is not pure, when you see these kinds of things happening and then you can help to affect those things, it's much easier to then also bring the message of Jesus Christ. So the Lord is helping us. He's my bridge is my sister's vision, and it just was just an honor to partner with her in this. And so now we're going forward in this, and I feel like God is going to do some great things, not just in Africa, but he's doing something all over the world, and we bless him for that. And even through your ministry, you just don't know. I heard someone say earlier, you don't know how many people you're reaching, but
yeah.
I thank God that you keep doing it, because every person that you reach, you're touching a heart. The word says
yeah.
that they overcame blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And so we bless you for this call that's on your life. We continue to pray for you. We lift you up. And once again, I thank you for just giving us this short time to tell you what we're doing and celebrate 1 year with you. We give God all the praise and glory for what you're doing. Bless you.
God bless you. Thank you. Thank you, Ed, for calling in. We appreciate you calling in. We're going to go to our next caller. I'm sitting here, like I often say, on the day of my wedding, I smiled so that at the end of the night, my cheeks were like frozen. I couldn't. I'm just so elated about the people that are calling in and just giving us, you know, inspiring words and prophecies. And we just want you to continue. Don't hang up. Stay on the line. We're going to get to you. You don't have to say anything if you don't want to, but just stay on the line, because we are being blessed, and we know that the words are not just for us, but they may inspire you to do the things that God has called you to do. Our next caller is a 773-9299. It's a last four. Are you there, caller?
I am here. God bless you. This is Elder Raleigh from Chicago.
Amen. One of our former guests. Amen. How are you doing today?
I am wonderful. How are you?
We are just wonderful, blessed, and highly favored.
God, I just wanted to thank you all for the opportunity to come on and celebrate with you for your one-year anniversary. I know when I came on the show as a guest, I just prayed that the blessings of the Lord will be upon you all in your ministry, and expansion will come for what it is that you all are doing. And so I just really wanted to take this opportunity to congratulate you, number one, because there are a lot of people, a lot of ministers that start good things and then midway through they get weary because maybe they don't see the results that they were looking for, or maybe they don't have clear direction as to where to go and what to do. But I thank God for giving you guys the strength, the passion, and the ability to continue to press on and to move forward. And I just thank God for you all. There are not many ministries like this. I haven't run into any ministries like this that really give people the platform to share their testimonies and share their stories of transformation and deliverance and healing. And I just thank God for it, because what you're doing is you all are giving so many people hope. You're giving hope to the hopeless, and you're giving strength to the weak. You know, you never know who may call in on the verge of committing suicide, and they call in and they hear what's going on and something may be said to save their life. You know, there may be those that are on the verge of backsliding or going back into the world, and you never know. You may have a guest on that's talking about something that hits home for them, and it gives them hope to continue pressing on. And so I just want to congratulate you all, you and your wonderful husband, for what it is that you all are doing. And I know you said you've always had a heart for missions, and I pray that God would open the door for you to be able to participate in missions, and God would begin to release provision and opportunity for you to be able to partake in that. You know, I pray a release of the blessing of the Lord upon you for your heart, you know, just your heart and your desire to serve God's people in a way that so many don't see as being necessary. I thank God for the heart of compassion and the ability that he has given to you to host such a program. And so I just pray a release of the blessings of the Lord upon you and your home and your family, that you all will begin to see the hand of God move upon you, your ministry, your life, like you've never seen the hand of God move before. I pray for just favor, miraculous favor to be released to you all. I pray for tremendous doors to begin to open. And I really, really just pray that. This thing will not just stay on Blog Talk Radio, but I thank God that even as we reach the 1 year mark and you're going into your second year, that to the number of manifestations.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I think we've lost Pastor Wally Mayberry, but we just, until he comes back, we just thank God for his call drop. We just thank God for him. He was one of our former guests, and we just want to let everyone know on the line, whether you've been a guest or not, that you can go back into the archives and you can listen to the broadcast that New Destiny Ministries has had, and They Overcame. You can go into the archives and listen. Pastor Raleigh's testimony was phenomenal. I mean, what God has done in this young man's life is beyond words. A lot of people don't think that it's possible, but he was in a homosexual situation, and God has brought him out. He's married with children. He's a pastor. He's an assistant. And God can do it. We have had such awesome, awesome testimonies, and his has been one of them. You can go back and listen to his testimony. The next caller is 409-9174. Are you there, caller?
Yes, ma'am, I am here. Praise God. This is Reverend Vicki Jaquette from Port Arthur, Texas. How are you all this morning?
We are blessed, Sister Vicki. How are you today?
Blessed, truly blessed. I want to congratulate you and Brother Burns on your anniversary. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You have truly been a blessing to so many. I've been listening to the callers, and I'm excited for you, Billy. I really, really am. The Spirit of the Lord, I feel his presence. Truly, I feel the presence of the Lord on this line. And God bless you and your husband for all that you do. You know, the Word of God says in Galatians 6:9, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season, hallelujah, you shall reap if you faint not. So I understand it gets hard sometimes because I, too, have a ministry. I have a prayer ministry, and sometimes we do get tired because we're on the front line. Amen. But God's saying, just leave it to me. Leave it to me. Let me do it. Hallelujah. So I bless God for you, the husband. God bless you. God bless you both.
Thank you. Thank you. Sister Vicki was one of our guests also, and she and I met through a prayer call that Evangelist Sandra Riley, I remember that, Sister Vicki, now, Sandra Riley was hosting. And Sister Vicki and another sister, they were hosting it for her, and that's how we connected. And I think it's been about 5 years now that we've been connected. And I just praise God. Sister Vicki came on, and I remember her testimony was so vivid because she had just lost her daughter, and she was able to come on. And, you know, I'm sure that many people that were in the situation that you were in were encouraged and strengthened that you were able to come on and give your testimony about your dear daughter and your loss. And we're still able to lift up the name of Jesus, still able to encourage, still able to, you know that God loves you. I'm sorry. That's my grandbaby came in. You want to say hello? Just say hi. It's a radio. It's the radio. You want to say hi?
I can say hello?
Yeah.
Anyway,
that's my baby. But thank you, Sister Vicki, for coming on. We're going to go to the next caller. We appreciate you calling in, and you be blessed. Amen. I know that you're on broadcast now. Aren't you guys on broadcast now?
Yes, ma'am, we are. We are on broadcast, but I just have to take a few minutes just to come and tell you congratulations, and we love you at the Divine Connection, and we pray for you daily. We pray for you all daily.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. And Sister Vicki, give your prayer call number. Someone might need to call in or want to call in and be a part of the ministry.
Amen. Our prayer ministry is called the Divine Connection Global Prayer Ministry. And the number is area code 712-451-6100. And the code is 520-110. And we pray every morning at 5:30 Central Time and on Saturday mornings at 7 o'clock Central Time, 7 a.m.
Amen. Well,
thank you so much. Amen. God bless you. God bless you, Brother Burns.
God bless
you. Amen. Have a blessed day.
You too. We're going to go to our next caller. 919-3,
330 is the area on the last four.
I know my mother's number.
Are you there, caller?
Morning.
Good morning. This is my sister, Pastor Odetta. How are you doing this morning? We were out late last night, had a marvelous, blessed time in the Lord at WOW Conference.
praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I congratulate you and Mr. Al, glory to God. I said I was going to fall in love with my bed this morning, but God said, I'm going to wake you up and get in the presence of the Lord for more. So I had to be here on your one-year anniversary for your radio blog, and just want to say keep doing what God has in store for you. It ain't over. It's just beginning. You have set the foundation, and now you're going to build bigger. You're going to build greater. The best is still yet to come. Your consistency, oh, that's the obedient part. And how bad do you want it? You say real bad. He wants you to do it real bad, and he's going to bless you real bad. So I say all that to say keep on going, and God is faithful to his word. Faithful to his word. I was encouraged when the man said, I drink water, water, water. At the conference these two nights, we had a women's conference in Raleigh, North Carolina, and they said I drank so much water that, and I had water out. I had more nutritious things, refreshment out versus the, you know, the cakes and all those sweet, sweet, sweet things. But we did have some sweets, but they were more nutritious things. We had fruits, but I only served water at the conference both nights. And they said, you drank so much water that I had to go and get me some water. Because water is the best source that we can do to our bodies to get it to operate like God has designed us to do. Our eating is so important. I'm glad you've had a person to come on and talk about our eating. That has been a blessing to me to get our bodies back in line to how God designed them to be, to live long and have a healthy, blessed life. Thank you. I'm just really was listening and being blessed by the call. I did not expect to talk, but to God be the glory. I celebrate with you.
Amen. And Pastor Odetta was one of our former guests, and she is an awesome, awesome, awesome young lady. I just admire her. She is in her natural life as well as in her spiritual life. She stands far above most women. And it's just been a blessing to have her in my life. And I'm a lot older than she is, but she is an old soul. That's how we can remain friends, because she is such an old soul. And God bless you, Pastor, for coming on. We had a glorious time at her conference on Thursday night and last night, which I emceed for her. Her MC, I think, had death in the family and was not able to come. So it was just a blessing for us to be used by God. I love being used by God, so it was a blessing. And we're going to go to our next caller. 323 is the area code. 3026 is the last four. Are you there, caller?
Amen. Praise on this liberal Democrat. How you guys doing this morning?
Amen. We are blessed. We are blessed. How are you this morning?
Amen. Blessed and highly favored. Amen. Kind of early. We're calling from Cali, but hallelujah anyhow. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I called into Evangelist Bernard Line, and she told me you guys were, amen, celebrating, amen, a one-year anniversary. Amen.
Yes.
And I just you said, you know, you guys blessed my soul. I called in, I got up early one morning, I think it was last week, and I heard the woman of God talking about, I think it was Laura, I think, but
yes.
It was a sister that was talking about how she had got a victory over addiction, and that was just so encouraging and whatnot, how God had blessed. And I'll just share this brief testimony about how God reminds us that how he can touch people, because I heard how he said the Lord touched her ex-husband or something to give her that same $200 that she needed for rent, but she took it to come up there.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
That was just so encouraging. I was walking the other day. Amen. And I was going to McDonald's, amen, to get my coffee. I feel guilty talking about coffee because the other sisters were talking about water. So, amen. I'm working on it over the God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. But I had got up, and the Spirit told me to, take some money with me, because I usually don't carry money on me like that. I usually just carry my debit cards and everything and my credit cards, and I'm so into the cards, right? And amen. Mm-hmm. So the Lord said, go get some money. So I went to the ATM machine and got a 20 out. And then when I got to McDonald's and whatnot and drove up there like I usually did and said, I wanted my hazelnut coffee and whatnot, and they told me, I'm sorry, I gave my card, they said our machines was down. And I'm like, look at God. And God told me, but when I was on my way there, you know, I don't tell us that much because, amen, I said, Lord, I ain't got a bit of drinking coffee like that. But hallelujah. Amen. I was like, you know, y'all pray for me. Amen. I got a situation with that coffee. Hallelujah. But amen, the Lord told me, and it had to be God. He said, get you some money because the machine ain't going to be working and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And I didn't think nothing of it. I just went and obeyed. And when I got there, you know, they told me, I could have drove like a couple of blocks to another one or whatever, but then I would have been late for what I was trying to do. And and I said, it's a beautiful thing to be obedient and recognize this voice. And I was so proud of myself for listening, because sometimes I don't listen to that voice when it speaks to me like that. And then, you know, but it said, amen to God. The machine going to be down, so you're going to need to get some cash and whatnot. And so I went and got cash out of the thing and whatnot. And when I got there and they told me that, they was all apologetic and they was confused because I was all happy. I like, don't even worry about it. Amen. And he said, I said, don't really worry about it. You know, and I gave them the 20 and whatnot, and they gave me my coffee, and I went rejoicing. And I had me a hallelujah time. I said, wow, God is real. You know, we know God speak to us, but when he really speak to us,
yeah,
like that, I'm shouting over some coffee. I'm saying, Lord,
yeah,
I thank you. Amen. So God bless y'all. Amen. And God, I hope that can encourage somebody's heart that God is still talking, y'all, in 2013. Amen.
Amen.
And be encouraged, because y'all sure bless my soul. Amen. That
amen.
Testimony. I said, it ain't no whatever kind of testimony, but Lord, let me just tell this. Amen. 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 And they pray for my coffee situation. Amen. So God bless you. Amen. Elder
bless.
Albert. Amen. Minister Billy. Y'all sure blessed my soul. So God bless you.
Amen. No, the prophetess said that no prayer is too small. No, nothing. She said, listen to the small things of God.
Yes, God.
So liberal, Democrat, you listen to the small things of God, and you were blessed because you did that. We sometimes don't listen to that small voice, and
that's right.
And they sound so, you know, like, this is ridiculous. Why should I do that? I have my cards. Why do I need
exactly.
to get the money? But we never know, you know, why God is telling us to do some things, but we just should listen and do
thank
this.
You, Lord.
So thank you for calling in. We're going to pray for your addiction.
Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Amen. Now be encouraged, because like I said, prayer works, y'all. God's still talking. Thank you, Lord.
Thank Amen. You for calling in.
Yeah, God bless
okay.
you.
I'm sorry. I keep cutting everybody off. Amen, amen. Well, we're going to go to the next caller. Are you there? Are you there, Liberal Democrat? I think I cut you off. You were saying something. We're going to go to the next caller. 252-6549 is the next caller. Are you there, caller?
Praise the Lord. Good morning. God bless everyone.
Good morning. God bless you.
My name is Prophetess Darlene Davis, and I come on during the week, and I have truly been blessed by the broadcast. And I heard it was a celebration going on. Hallelujah on today. So I come to lift y'all up and just to encourage y'all to continue to go forth in the Lord. And I heard so many callers call in, and y'all are truly blessed. And a good man's footsteps are ordered by the Lord. And he's truly ordering y'all footsteps to great places. So continue to be encouraged, and I salute you today, and God bless you. My prayers are with you, and continue to do what God has called you to do.
Amen. Thank you so much for getting up early in the morning and calling in to bless our soul. It's such a blessing. We thank God for all of the callers that are calling in to encourage us, and it is an encouragement. So God bless you, Prophetess Davis. Amen, amen. So we're going to go to our next caller, and the area code is 213 and the last four, 4318. Are you there, caller?
Yes. Praise the Lord. Okay.
Praise the Lord.
I congratulate you, woman and man of God. And I want to say that I had a prayer ministry for over 30 years on Monday, and it was such a blessing. And I want to say that one of the scriptures I want to leave with you is Psalms 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, forget not all his benefits, who forgive us all our iniquities, who heal us all our diseases. We want to thank God for the benefits that you have today. Hallelujah. Because of that prayer line and because of all the people that have reaped benefits from listening, we want to thank them, praise God, for Evangelist Bernard, who's been my friend over 30 years. And we work together, we pray together, and she's a wonderful person. We just thank God that the doors were open and that you were blessed. So we just want to bless and congratulate you in Jesus' name for all the benefits God has for you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you. I didn't get your name. What was your name?
Evangelist Earlene Cummings.
Sister Cummings. Amen. Thank you for getting up early in the morning to bless us and give us your words of inspiration. We thank God for you. We thank God for all of our Los Angeles and California callers, because it's so early in the morning, and we just thank God for you and you getting up and giving us words of inspiration. And we're going to go to our next caller, 209-4513 as the last four. Are you there, caller?
Oh, I think you said 209-4513.
Yes.
Oh, I'm Sister Ruby. How are you doing?
Hello, Sister Ruby. Bless. How are you?
I've been holding on, I say, because you know I – No, I'm not getting it, but I said, Lord, I got to give you a testimony and glory and praise to Evangelist Adrian Bernard, the founder and host of New Destiny Ministries, A Time of Reflection. And I have been with him from the beginning, and your husband, and it was just such, he's been such a kind, gentle spirit. And we used to, Evangelist Adrian used to have him to come on Saturdays because he worked all the week. And when she said, Elder Burns is on, everybody got ready on this New Destiny Ministry to hear Elder Burns. And one day we were doing a New Destiny Ministry 6 days a week on Saturday. And then Evangelist Adrian came back from L.A., and she said she wanted to have a conference call with all of us that were in ministry with her at that time. And she said, well, I'm going to give up Saturday, but the Lord put your husband, Minister Burns, on our heart to offer him Saturday.
Wow.
So we said, oh, fine. So I think she stopped it for a while, and we kept waiting to hear from Elder Burns about Saturday, broadcast. But it was really meant for y'all to come on as a husband and husband and wife team. And then Evangelist Adrian say, Sister Ruby, Sister Mel, Minister Billy said the Lord worked on her and she's going to come on this broadcast, and the Lord gave her revelation, y'all scripture they overcame. Revelation, you know, you can find in Revelations, I think, what is it, 9 and 12. But anyway, I said, Lord, I thank you. And you know what? I said to myself, this is truly the anointing of the Holy Ghost, because he wanted a husband and wife team full of the Holy Ghost, full of the power, and with love and kindness. So I say, I'm going to stay on the day. Normally I go off, but I say, I'm going to stay on the day. I got up at 5 o'clock in the morning. I knew you would have a lot of different ones speaking and on and on and on. But in my heart, I just had to give you that testimony that the Lord not only wanted your husband to come in, but he wanted you to come in. And then in my spirit, I said, like, well, go to Ephesians. I'm going to leave the scripture with you, chapter 5, verse 22, for you and your husband. But the fruit of the Spirit is love. Y'all have love, joy, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, goodness, and faith. And you have meekness and temperance. So I said, not only your husband came on with that, because I knew the your husband before we got introduced to you, because he was coming on periodically on the Saturday. But the same kindness and gentleness that came from Elder Burns was extended from you. And I felt that, and I said, Lord, I thank you for him, because you wanted a saved, Holy Ghost fire, baptized believers in Jesus' name and all that on this broadcast to bring forth a husband and a wife team. So congratulations. Y'all are doing an anomalous job, and I came on a couple of weeks ago, and you were in Chicago, and your husband hosted this show greatly. So we know you all both are anointed and called and chosen and appointed for this time of the season. So God bless y'all. Pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Ruby. I appreciate the callers from the California area, because it's so early in the morning. We just thank God for you, and thank God for what you do for Evangelist Adrienne Bernard. You have been there with her from the beginning. New Destiny Ministries, a time of reflection, is such a blessing. When you hear the word of God being preached, as some of the preachers that Sister Adrienne has on, it's just awesome. It's just awesome. We're going to go to our next caller. The area code is 213, and the last four are 0072. Are you there, caller? 216-0072. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for calling in. You don't have to say anything, but I know you're being blessed by the words, because the words are inspirational. They're not just for us, but they're for everyone that hears them. And you grab what you need from God with the words that you may be doing something that nobody is recognizing you for, but know that God knows your labor and that he will reward you for being obedient and doing the labor that he has given you to do. The next caller is 50 and the last four, 9859. Are you there, caller? 504, the area code 9859. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for calling in. Thank you for calling in. You don't have to say anything. And the next caller is 985 and the last four, 6777 are the last four. Are you there, caller? 985 is the area code, 6777, the last four. Amen, amen. Well, thank you for calling me, and I have been blessed by the words of inspiration that we have received on this morning. And it seems like my husband's call dropped. I'm going to try to get him back on. But we had so many callers that called in to inspire us and to give us words of inspiration. We thank God for every prophetic word that was given to us, and we thank God for just joining in with us to celebrate 1 year of ministry. And a lot of people don't consider this ministry. I'm sorry. Al is trying to say something. Is this you, honey? Is this you? 2398.
Yeah,
this is your husband. I know I'm on the house phone, and I don't know the number either. But my phone was about to die, so I came onto the house phone, and I was figuring that maybe I would get recognized as a guest and come in incognito. But I just appreciate all the words that have come forth this morning, just in honor of the one-year broadcast of They Overcame as a broadcast. And I just praise God for my lovely wife, who is allowing God to use her in this ministry, something that God inspired her with. And I just appreciate her and evangelist Pastor Adrian Bernard. And sometimes I have to kind of be careful with them or watch them, because they get together and team up on me sometimes. They kind of are, I guess, God's helpers. So when I'm not inspired the way I should be inspired, I can always count on them kind of going in tandem and working on me. But I just appreciate the ministry of both of these great women of God, and just it's an amazing testimony of how God has inspired this blog, this radio blog, and how he has sustained it. And just even today, the many testimonies and the many remembrances just lets us know that it's an effective ministry, and we just thank God for it, because whatever he says, whatever he does, we know that the word lets us know that it's not going to come back void. So all we have to do is just be faithful to him. Think about those words of a song that blessed me a couple of weeks ago at church, and I played it, and I think my wife caught the spirit of it too. Not that we weren't already walking in that thing, but sometime we can go a little bit deeper. But it just asked, it says, Spirit, lead me where my faith is without borders, and to lead me where my feet personally would never really wander there on their own. But we just want to be led of the Spirit. Earlier this week, evangelist Bernard asked me to come on, and I felt bad that I wasn't able to, because when she told me what the subject was, it just kind of touched my spirit too, talking about being with the move of God, or the timing, being in the season of God. And I just remember so distinctly the words of a message that I heard, that it wasn't the main point, but it was the point that God had for me, how that we always have to be ready to move, not at our speed, not at the speed that anyone else is coaching us in, but to just move at the speed of the revelation of God. And we're just anxious to see what God is going to do in this ministry, and ready to move at his revelation and to be in the season that he has for us. And God bless you, sweetheart. Keep on keeping on. Let the Lord use you. I'm in your corner. I'm beside you. I'm behind you, even in front when you need me to be. But just however God uses you, I'm just glad for it, because it blesses me as well.
Amen, amen, amen. And the accolades that were given about my husband, if you don't know him, Sister Adrian calls him the gentle giant, and he's just the way that he is on the radio is the way that he is. So helpful. I mean, just he has everybody, all of the boys, all four of our sons, and myself spoiled because he is such a just a blessing, just a blessing. And we celebrated our 28th year anniversary October the 19th, and we were actually on the air that day. And it's such a blessing to have a man of God, which is was my prayer. I prayed that the Lord would, and I know some people think that this is like super spiritual, but it doesn't matter. That was my prayer, that the Lord would give me someone that loved him, because I know that if he loved him, he would be able to love me. And so I just thank God for you, babe. And I call him honey. I never call him by his name unless, you know, I'm a little irritated with him. But other than that, he's honey. He's been honey for 29 years. I started calling him honey even before we were married. I was sitting talking at work with one of the ladies at work, and I was saying, I got to call him something sweet. And she said, well, honey is sweet and it's good for you. And I said, yeah, that's right. So that's how you got your, I don't know if you knew that, honey, why I started calling you honey.
That's it. All right.
Amen. So we just thank God. We thank God. We're going to bring evangelist, pastor, prophetess Adrian back on the line. We thank God for her opening up this line for us to be able to minister when God gave us this ministry. And the scripture, it was because of my love for testimony service back home at the Apostolic Pentecostal Church of Morgan Park, where the pastor is the Honorable Apostle William A. Ellis. We had testimony service that was so phenomenal. Sometimes the minister couldn't minister because the testimonies were so profound, the things that God was doing and how the house would just go up and worship and praise before God. And I love that. I love that. I love hearing what God was doing in the lives of his people. And so when I knew that Sister Adrian wanted my husband to do this, and he wasn't, you know, I guess he wasn't feeling that that's what God had for him to do. And then God dropped in my spirit, they overcame him, the devil, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And so when I presented it to Evangelist Bernard, quickly it went to her spirit, and she said, yes, yes, you know, yes, absolutely, you can do that. And it has been a blessing hearing the testimonies. It has been inspiring to know that our God is still doing the things that some say are not possible to do. Brother Cece, Pastor Wally, Mayberry, Pastor Linda Jernigan, awesome, awesome, awesome testimonies. I invite you to go back and listen to the testimonies and get inspired. And then I want to invite you to call in with your testimony, call in and share what God is doing. I say empty out your praise and testimony coffers so that God can fill them up again, because sometimes we just get overloaded and we don't spill out, and so God is not able to refill us because we have not emptied that coffee. We need to hear the testimonies. People are inspired. People, who knows whose life you may save, you know, giving your testimonies. Are you there, Evangelist Adrian?
Yes, I am, Minister Billy. I'm here. I'm
Amen.
Just sitting here. I tell you, I'm so overwhelmed. You know, the scriptures say, when your heart is overwhelmed, lead me to a rock. And I'm just so overwhelmed at the many celebratory words that have been spoken about you all. And, you know, the name of our broadcast is A Time of Reflection. And Prophet Mike, who you heard earlier, he and I did a test run on this Blog Talk Radio. And I'm just sitting here. I want you to know it's because of love that I'm sitting here. Rayel had two of her friends over. And so she made a request last night. She knew I get up. She knew I was getting up this morning because yesterday I thought it was Saturday morning. And I was up ready to get on to celebrate with you. So last night she said, Granny, could you please go sit in the car?
Oh, my God.
She said, could you go? I'm telling you the truth. She said, could you go and sit in the car and do the show with Minister Billy? She said, because you be so loud and you going to have this, you going to disturb us, wake us up. So I've been in this car since 5 this morning.
Oh, my God.
It was dark. It was dark, so every time, it's about 52 degrees here in California, so every time I got a little cold, I turned on the car and got some heat. So I sat here from darkness, now it is light, and I just marvel, glory,
hallelujah.
I marvel at God's faithfulness, I marvel at his goodness, hallelujah, and I tell you,
hallelujah.
Oh, glory. Minister Burns and Elder Burns, he right, I called him because it was a holiday, Monday, Veterans Day, and I just assumed he was off work. Hallelujah. And God put him in my spirit. It was Veterans Day. And I said, Elder Burns is off work today. Let me call and see if he could come on this line and minister. And we were talking about walking in your season. I tell you, this was a season for you and Elder Burns to go forth. And I just believe, as some of the others have already prophesied and spoke so prophetically on what God is going to do in your life, sometimes it takes a little small effort to propel us to a bigger effort. And I marvel even when I see your group that you have on Facebook, Billy, with Day Over Came and all the members that have joined that select group. You know, it is a blessing when you serve God. You can't serve God and he does not reward you. You can't serve, and I'm just sitting here marveling at what God has done. I'm looking for some backup for this radio broadcast. And as you say, next month we'll be doing the whole month of December celebrating 2 years. I won't be doing my annual conference, but I'm going to celebrate the whole month of December. We're doing a 21-day fast, and we invite those of you that can to join us. But we'll be celebrating 2 years nonstop, Monday through Friday, ministering the word. And Sunday mornings, we come on, we've been on for over a year, for 30 minutes of prayer. And I take no glory in it, because if God didn't give me the strength, if he didn't give me the passion, truly I would lay down like everybody else and don't do anything. But I thank God for you all taking this Saturday segment. So we're on 7 days a week, and I tell you, God has a record. God has a record, and I keep a log book, Billy. I keep a log on. You can call me at any time and ask what date you ministered on the broadcast. I don't have to hook up the computer. I have a black and white copy where every speaker, every topic, the date they spoke, and I just marvel at the wisdom and knowledge that God gives us. But then when you think about God in his infinite mercy, Hallelujah. No one can keep a record like God because, oh, God, I tell you, I'm just full this morning, and I truly just thank God for you all in this Saturday segment. It has been a blessing to so many, and I tell you, as I looked at the stats, over 63,000 listeners, we are changing lives.
Yes,
changing lives, and we can't change other people's lives, and God not change ours. So God bless you, Albert, Elder Burns, and Minister Billy. We just pray for you all that God will continue to elevate you all and continue to keep you all with the heart that you have for God's people and for the work that He wants each and every one of us to do. God bless you. We love you.
Amen. Amen. Sister Adrienne, God bless you. Sitting out in the car now.
I'm still sitting here in this car. I thank God for a car, though. I thank God that I'm able to crank it up and turn on some heat. And I just bless the Lord. It's nothing but God's goodness. And, you know, you have to have that kind of love to do ministry.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting here. So when I go back in, I'm going to kick them and tell them to wake up. It's time to get up.
Amen. My sister Adrienne, you know, she always tells the story about when I came to the church that we were attending together, and she said she wanted to approach me, but she said that I looked so stern. And I said, I didn't think that I looked stern. I thought I was looking friendly.
Okay. You have a friendly look, but you have another look that is so serious. Amen. I don't even believe Jesus would even approach you with that look.
that lets you know
you can't judge a book by its cover. Amen.
Yeah,
so I didn't judge you by that look that I saw. I judged you by the spirit that I knew was in you, and I knew God had a loving spirit in the inside of that look.
Well,
and that's a beautiful picture. I want you to know that's the most beautiful picture. Raelle saw your picture yesterday online while I was creating a flyer, and she said, wow, Minister Billy's hair is beautiful. She said, I remember those twisties. I said, well, she don't have the twisties anymore.
Yeah, I do. It was just blow-dried out. It was just blow-dried out for Mark's wedding.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. I'm still wearing my hair natural. I refuse to go back. No.
Well, that is a beautiful picture, I tell you. It's a beautiful picture, and it looks so natural.
Thank you. Well, we just praise God. We are so overwhelmed. I'm like Sister Adrienne, so overwhelmed over what God, you know, that God has allowed us, because it is a blessing that God has allowed us this opportunity to lift Him up, and that's what we're here for. We're here to give God praise. We're here to give God glory, and God has just so faithful to us, and we just appreciate Him giving us the strength to stop, John. Giving us the strength to go on in this ministry. We thank God. We are inspired. We're not, as Evangelist Adrienne often tells us, not to be discouraged because we don't see the numbers calling in, and she encourages us to look at the stats, but I don't really have to look at the stats. I'm blessed by the testimonies. I know that people go back and listen to them, that they're blessed. God called this ministry, and I tell Him weekly that this is your ministry, Thor. This is not my ministry. This is not my husband's ministry. This is what you have entrusted in us to do, and so we gladly
Like I said, it's not always easy to get up early on Saturdays, but 8 is not too early for us here. It's extremely early for the Pacific time, but we just thank God for all of the listeners. We thank God for just the faithfulness of Evangelist Adrienne Bernard, because I know it can't be easy for her to be on 6 days a week. Now, that's dedication, and it's because of her dedication that the Lord is elevating her, and he's elevating her to a place that she will be talking about a little later, but she is being elevated, and we just thank God for it. Babe, do you want to end us in prayer? Baby.
Okay, yes, I'm here. Amen. We just thank God for all that has transpired today. And Evangelist Bernard, just God bless you. And thank you for this venue. And thank you for God using you. And to all the audience that's listening in, we just want to close with prayer and just ask God's blessings upon not only this broadcast, but especially for you. Whatever your need is, whatever your desire is from God, we're just asking everyone, and just kind of maybe a little throwback here. I remember often we would hear radio ministries and television ministries that would announce to everyone listening to just stretch forth your hands toward whatever your device is, whether it's your computer, whether it's your cell phone, whether it's your, you know, whether you're on Skype or whatever it is, but just and maybe even not necessarily so much physically, but spiritual, just kind of reach out as we touch and agree for God's blessings upon this ministry as it goes forth, and especially touch and agree on God blessing you this day, whatever your need is, whatever your desire is. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, we praise you, we honor you. Great things you have done, Lord God, and we're just glad about it. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for peace. We thank you for love. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for the show of your awesome power in our lives, Lord God, as we look back over our lives. And when we think things over, we can truly say that we've been blessed, and we have a testimony of your goodness and of your love and your saving power. As we look back, Lord God, we know that only a God like you could have brought us out of what we came out of. Only a God like you could have loved us in a way that you love us, because we were so unlovable. Even though, Lord God, you let us know in your word that we were fearfully and wonderfully made, but because of our own devices, because of sin in the world, we have become something other than what you have created. But you never forgot us, you never forsook us, but you sent your son Jesus Christ to die that we could be reconciled unto you. And we thank you for that spirit of reconciliation. We thank you for the grace that you showed toward us. We thank you, Lord God, that we know now that we are your children, you are our Father, and we can ask anything of you, hallelujah, because if our natural fathers, being evil, know how to give good gifts to us, you, our Heavenly Father, who, hallelujah, are so rich in mercy, know how to give greater gifts to us in love. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray right now that everyone listening, everyone that will be listening, that whatever their need is, whatever their desire is, whatever their situation, whatever their deficiency, Lord God, that you will move in their behalf right now. Touch them, Lord God. Unctionize them, Holy Spirit. Move upon them, hallelujah, to fast and pray, to seek your word, to give their life to you, to turn, hallelujah, to you from their wicked ways. In the name of Jesus, we know that you're able, and we thank you right now as we declare and decree to begin to hear, even in the weeks to come, even on next week, how someone will call and say, because of the words that they heard today and the testimonies that they've heard, that they turned to you and touched you and have been healed, have been delivered, that their homes have been saved, that their relationships were repaired and renewed. Father, in the name of Jesus, someone who would have just ended it all, but you gave them a will and a hope to live, and now they will live for you, spreading your good news in the name of Jesus. Those that are addicted, Lord God, move them out of their addiction right now. Let there be something happen this week, even today, this moment, that will turn them, that they will see this as a turning point in their life, and that they will be able to, a year from now, just reflect how that you turn their life around and able to share that ministry with someone. In the name of Jesus, we just pray, Lord God, that you will move by your Spirit. Let this broadcast grow. Let it reach more and more people, farther and farther, Father, throughout the world, in the name of Jesus, whether it be through the radio, through the internet, through the telephone, through Skype, and even, Lord God, through testimonies that are shared by word of mouth as people just go where they go, whether it be at work or at school, hallelujah, at the grocery store, at the gas station, that they will have words that they will share with others because of this broadcast. We just pray, Lord God, however you do it, let your word go forth, and we yield this broadcast, hallelujah, to your anointing, that we will be used in whatever way you would want us to be used. Your will, not our will. Hallelujah. Yeah. Your way and not our way. But Lord God, we just thank you and we praise you. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, we count it as done and say thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. You can reach Evangelist Adrian Bernard by email, newdestinyministries54@gmail.com. You can send all your prayer requests or your praise reports. Don't send your praise reports to her. Send them to me. but New Destiny Ministries 54@gmail.com. You can send your praise reports to and your testimonies and your prayer requests to theyovercame2013@gmail.com. theyovercame2013@gmail.com. Or call in, share the broadcast with someone. Let them know how it's blessed you and how they can be blessed. Someone that is in despair, someone that needs deliverance. God is doing great things. As I say, he's sitting. That denotes that he's not troubled. He's not anxious about anything. He's in control. God is in control. Excuse me. We thank God. Excuse me, for being in control. And we thank God for using us. We thank God for the many calls on today, just
inspiring us to go on, go forth, and we will continue. And next week, until next week, we just want to praise him. We just want to give him the honor, give him the glory that is due his name. And trying to find my phone. And we just give God praise. Until next week.
I just wanna pray
forever, come on.
Forever
and ever.
And ever.
And ever.
And ever.
Thank you.